The good news is Skagway's assembly is making progress on deciding how to spend the $2 million donated by Norwegian Cruise Lines Holdings. The rest of the news is that hasn't stemmed the tide of resignations from local government organizations. Skagway's lead firefighter, Joe Rao, is leaving town after a 2-year stint as chief. He told KHNS he wants to be closer to reliable travel options to visit his growing extended family.
I've been in the fire service for over 36 years, and we're going to have our 6th grandchild here coming up this next month. By me being able to step away, pass on the responsibility, I can be in an area where I can actually go down and visit grandkids and actually be a grandpa.
Fire Chief Rao said he's proud of the progress the department has made during his tenure, from working with a smaller than normal volunteer staff due to lack of seasonal workers in Skagway to furthering emergency response certifications for year-round staff. Rao will stay on through the upcoming August audit of the fire department, which was funded by the assembly earlier this month. There is no word yet on his replacement. Rao's resignation isn't the only one the municipality received this week. Skagway's clinic is losing one of its 3 providers. The Dahl Memorial Clinic has seen about 3/4 of its staff turnover this year. This week, the clinic entered into an agreement with a staffing agency to bring in a replacement provider, but it's going to cost the municipality about $25,000 a month. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata says the stress from the global pandemic has been hardest on Skagway's healthcare workers.
This has been an extremely difficult year and a half for everybody because of the pandemic, but nobody more so than people who work at the clinic, especially the providers.
The municipality is currently exploring a partnership with the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, which runs clinics across the region, including in Haines. Civic leaders are working toward 2 separate agreements with the tribal health organization. One, a short-term management agreement, and the other, an agreement to discuss a long-term partnership. Mayor Cremata says the town of under 1,000 residents is losing too many quality people that are leaving in search of better opportunities.
I believe we're going to lose 20 to 25% of our population. That's our crisis. The real crisis is maintaining a population and not losing all of our professionals and quality people, because then it becomes really hard to maintain the 18th most visited cruise ship port in the world.
The first large cruise ship is scheduled to arrive later this month. However, passenger numbers will be only a fraction of what they were before the pandemic, and that will mean the lean summer will bring more challenges for Skagwegians trying to stick it out for the winter. But some help could be on the way. The assembly this week earmarked $450,000 out of the Norwegian Cruise Line's $2 million donation for unemployment benefits during the upcoming winter months. Previously, the assembly had resolved to fund the food bank, the Skagway Traditional Council, and a utility assistance program from the donated funds. The assembly has yet to decide how to distribute the remaining balance. The programs will be welcomed relief for a community that typically sees unemployment rates skyrocket above 20% during the winter season. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.